gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. I can't look directly at him. It's like looking directly into the sun. Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Steffi.
Oh, what's that heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be? Yes. Hump Day with Hal Sparks.
Yes!
Hi, Hal Sparks.
Hiya.
How are you? Fresh from your triumphant Columbus Sexy Liberal show.
Yes, it was fantastic.
I got raves, including one that said, is Hal Sparks the best stand-up in the country? And I said, yes, I believe that he is.
Wow. Thank you very much. You may be right.
Okay. And by the way, off, I guess, the buzz from Columbus, guess what? Sexy Liberal album is, we're charting again.
Look at that.
On iTunes. It's in front of Jim there. There's props everywhere. Go to sexyliberal.com, iTunes, Amazon.
I'm for it.
Dear
Look at
God.
This.
God. All right.
It's got, like, Zod trapped in it. That's an obscure reference.
All right. So now, so much going on. We'll have to check with Jackie Schechter. George Stephanopoulos is saying Todd Akin opening the door to a possible exit because he missed the deadline. But he said some things that seemed a little squishy. And they're asking him perhaps not to come to the convention next week in Tampa.
Oh, please let him speak.
There's a hurricane. It's canceled. Don't.
Yeah, right.
Akin speak.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to go there with a sign.
All right. All right. So much to talk about. I need some girl help in the fort. Let me bring up my BFF Jackie Schechter. And Jackie.
Am I caller 10? What did I win?
You win a magical vajayjay.
Yeah.
Oh, woo-hoo.
That's better than New Kids on the Block tickets.
Yeah. Are you hearing this?
Yes.
Obviously, the story was that he's not going to drop out, but did he open the door a little peek or what?
The headline was a little misleading.
Right.
My favorite part, though, is he's like, I'm not dropping out, but I'm totally going to respect their wishes not to go to Tampa.
Yeah.
It's like, really? That's what you choose to listen to?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like the airline ticket was too expensive. He's like, yeah, I'm totally not going.
Right. Right. Well, I think this is nothing but good news if he stays in. Lindsay in Texas, for instance, writes, Steph, I can't help but agree with Representative Akin, his assertion that we have magical JJs. In fact, just yesterday, mine figured out how to take out my credit card and make an online donation to Claire McCaskill. See?
Yeah.
We're learning to do all sorts of magical things.
In all fairness to Akin, it is also well known that a penis can stop a mugging.
Really?
So, yeah.
Really?
And
I did not know that.
But
it really can be used as a lightsaber.
Can fight crime of
awesome.
All sorts,
awesome.
No matter what.
Kind of, well, I want to picture a little cape. That's
yeah.
not good.
Lindsay says, I was quite proud of its problem-solving skills. It's
That's
magic,
it like.
I tell you. Lindsay in Texas with her magical vajayjay.
Hmm.
Now, Jackie Schechter, you and I have been having a girl talk about, because it's making us all feel very insecure about our hoo-has and what magical powers.
Mine is an underachiever.
Me, right? Me too. I mean, I have low self-esteem, and now it's all focused in that area. But let me just, Chris, there are some fun facts that I didn't, this is going to make us feel even worse, Jackie, and that's why I needed girl help in the fort. Kelly writes, Steph, Representative Akin was thinking of magical duck vajayjay.
Oh.
Steph and the Mooks, Representative Akin clearly had the details about human lady bits confused with the lady bits of ducks and geese, totally understandable. See the link below for a picture of the magical duck vajayjay she helpfully sent along.
I will never play Duck Duck Goose again.
So if you weigh as much as a duck, then she's a witch.
This.
Then you are made of wood, and therefore.
Okay, listen, this is going to make the guys hot, and you and I really insecure. Okay, because as you know, ducks can be rapey. Which is a word.
We coined that term a couple of weeks ago under another circumstance. We were having a conversation, and Stephanie said, did it feel a little rapey?
Right.
That was Daffy Duck's original name. So apropos this week.
Right. Well, no, exactly. I frequently coin words by accident, like tax hole, which Mitt Romney is a tax hole.
This, clearly.
Right. But, well, you know this, Hal, because you've been to my house, but one of my friends calls Fred, my dog Fred, the rapey one.
Yes.
Because he can be a little bit, a tiny bit rapey.
Right.
And who knew we'd be talking about degrees of rapiness?
But it's consensual rape. So
right.
It's legitimate. It's a friendly time.
She obviously wants it. Okay, the point is,
wow.
Ducks really are rapey. Did you know that?
I did.
They kind of have to be. I mean, I don't know
they're
how.
Def- despicable.
Jackie, did you know this?
Well, I didn't, but now it sort of makes sense, because when I was in Florida, I used to jog in a particular area around a golf course, and there were lots of ducks that lived in the pond there, and what they would do is hop up onto the jogging path and then attack each other. So you'd be jogging.
Were some of the girls asking?
Piled on top of each
other. Were some of the girls asking you to help them? Help! Take me with you! Take me with you!
What's shaking?
Aren't most animals just by nature kind of rapey?
Dolphins are rapey.
Dolphins, yes.
Yeah. They rape surfers sometimes and scuba divers. Seriously.
Yeah,
they do. No, they hump them.
Yeah.
That means swim fast.
That's dolphin for
yeah,
water.
Right. Yeah. That's like that wetsuit had to be that tight. Yeah.
For the record, though, surfers have a natural way of fighting off dolphin rape. They can
shut that thing down.
That's why there are no dolphin human hybrids.
Right.
Is because surfers' bodies are ready
naturally
for that.
They naturally shut
that down.
Well, I imagine the wetsuit makes them just slide right off.
Yeah.
You would imagine wrong, actually.
That's prophylactic of sorts.
Yeah.
All right, Jackie, from the study, some female ducks and geese have evolved complex genitalia to thwart unwelcome mating attempts. Mm-hmm. According to a new study, males of some species, such as the mallard, have a notorious habit of raping females. Now, in the most detailed analysis yet of duck and goose vaginas.
Wow, there's a job.
Researchers. Yeah, here's my card. I'm sorry, you do what now? I study goose duck vagina. Why?
Making my job feel inadequate.
Shay from the chat room says Huey, Dewey, and Rapey.
Yeah.
I want to know if these researchers have an actual card.
Yeah.
I'm a duck vagina specialist. Thank you. Researchers have established that females of these species have evolved vaginal features to thwart unwelcome males. Some vaginas. Oh, check this out. This is like Disneyland in your hoo-ha. Some vaginas had spiral channels that would impede sex by twisting in the opposite direction to that of the male phallus.
I said that the other day. They have corkscrew vaginas.
I will grab it, and I will twist it off.
That's painful.
Wow, spiral channels that can... Okay,
not this time.
Sorry, Buster. It twists the male phallus in the opposite direction like a...
How?
Right?
Like a
virus.
Okay,
like a corkscrew.
Never mind. Okay.
Hey.
Forget I said anything.
Stop. Sorry, my bad.
Okay, I should have bought you a drink first.
I'm getting mixed signals. Sorry.
See, this is what Cosmo, I was telling you about that article that always stuck in my head. How to control your love muscles, or how to, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Something. Exercise your love muscles to control your man. Mm-hmm. But this is in a bad way, I suppose, for the mallard.
Oh, okay. He's into that. I don't know.
Okay, wait, there's more, Jackie. Others had as many as 8 cul-de-sac pouches en route that could prevent fertilization by capturing unwelcome sperm.
Sometimes if you go down the wrong
should've
one,
left in Albuquerque.
They end up having a desk job at an insurance company.
Wow! Moreover, these features were found only in species renowned for 4 sex. All other species had simple male and female genitalia.
It's like a New York City street shell game.
Right.
Kelly soon finished by saying,
subway.
I'm pretty jealous of such fancy lady parts. Alas, I'm stuck with my non-magical one for now. Yeah. Wow, that's a lot of fancy stuff down there. That's like Waterworld.
One could understand, though, how a man like Aiken could confuse duck parts and adult female parts.
Right. Perhaps, are you positing perhaps Todd Aiken has only had sex with ducks?
Maybe he has a duck fetish.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe the first time someone said
not
to him, hey,
only.
You know what, go a duck. He went, all right.
I think I found that.
All right.
Hey, that worked out pretty well.
All right. Jackie, I hope I didn't ruin your whole day with information about...
I thought we were going to talk to her about Medicare.
And duck vaginas.
We'll talk to her about that later.
Okay.
I want to start with the fun stuff. Apparently that's information. Because now he's made it worse, hasn't he? What did he say? He's like, I just meant that chicks lie sometimes.
Yeah. What I mean by legitimate rape is that a lot of women make it up just to get an abortion. Like there's a coupon or something.
Yeah.
Like it's free.
Coupon.
This is the party that wants to deny you a rape kit, that wants the morning after pill for rape or incest victims, even children, young girls who've been attacked by a relative would be denied. And this isn't even about abortion down the line when they think, I guess you wanted it on some level, or you wouldn't have gotten pregnant.
And Steve King doubled down yesterday. He said, I've never heard of a girl getting pregnant from statutory rape or incest.
What?
I mean, it's just, that's the problem, Jackie. It's not like when you say war on women, it's their policies. It's not,
right.
It's not, you know, Rush Limbaugh calling a woman a slut.
It will come down to a total lack of respect, and that's the foundation, right? It's that we're second-class citizens. It's that these things aren't possible. It's just a total lack of appreciation for women and women's issues, and it's fundamentally ingrained in their psyche.
And it's the platform of the Republican Party officially now that starts next week, is there are no exceptions for rape or incest.
Right. They're trying to distance themselves from what Aiken said, but not distance themselves from the policy
and
actually implementing it.
Thank you.
They're actually in the process of, 90-some odd bills exactly about this stuff.
And they're enshrining it in their platform.
Hey, Jackie, guess who's in charge of writing the Republican Party platform?
Who?
Governor Bob McDonald. Yeah. Transvaginal Bob.
Transvaginal
Bob.
Yeah.
Speaking of policies, speaking of state-sponsored rape.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. He is like a congressional mallard. Is what he is.
The RNC gift bag is going to have a probe in it.
Oh, yeah. I am so glad I'm not going to the RNC this year.
It's
going to
be the scariest gift bag in the world. You're right.
Jackie Shechner, I don't think that was news-based information. I think I think you were making a joke.
A probe and a 30-round clip.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I have something that's worth saying.
There's a slight chance that the gift bag will, if you open it, have a face hugger from Alien jump on
it. Yes, that is also not
egg in your belly.
All right. Jackie Shechner, see what we did there? We started with Duck for JJ's and we ended on a serious policy debate just to save your journalistic credibility.
Yes, and Alien.
All right. We'll talk Medicare later. See you at the top of the hour.
Sounds good. Bye.
All right, bye.
Goodbye, everybody. All right. I needed to distract. I'll tell the story. I'm going on Hannity tonight.
Yes, you are.
I'll tell you why I was not laughing.
There was a hue and cry. A lot of people watched the entire show last night.
That's why we sent the email out yesterday saying it's tonight.
Not everybody sees the email. Not everybody sees Facebook.
I'll tell that story. Okay. And also, comedy royalty on today's show. Hal Sparks, Wendy Malick, Harry Shearer.
Yep.
All on the show.
And Paul Tonko. He's funny.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to top Shecky Shechner, but you know.
Yeah.
18 minutes after the hour, right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
And don't let those screeches bother me.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
I love when we play stuff straight out of Steph's iPod.
Well, her name's on the show, so we have to play her music.
Yeah, right. I guess so.
23 minutes after the hour.
Who is that?
Who's that, Steph?
Simple Plan.
Yeah. He's trying to stump me. Okay. 1-800-STEP-12. Wow, look who's here. It's John and Pam. It's the John and Pam Show.
Oh, John and Pam.
From their triumphant appearance in Columbus.
From Ohio, it's the John and Pam Show. It's the John and Pam Show.
Good morning, John and Pam Show.
Good morning.
Baby.
How about you bum rushing me on the stage? How about that lack of security
Seriously.
At Sexy Liberal Columbus?
That was insane.
Well, the reason is lack of security is because everybody trusts you, and we don't have to have security.
That's true.
It wouldn't have mattered. I'd have mowed right over him.
This is true.
You two are beyond adorable. You were already adorable on the phone, in person.
They really did bring the meet and grope to a new level.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that was a satisfying three-way, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, honey, I never had so much fun in all my life.
Well.
Lord have mercy, I met so many nice people there. But then I got embarrassed because they said, oh, you're Pam from Ohio and John Pam from Ohio. And I said, yeah. And they said, well, we recognized your voice. I thought, oh, good golly almighty.
You both have distinctive voices.
John, did you have a good time at the big show?
Oh, I had a great time, Steph. I tell you, it was probably one of the best shows I've been to for a long time. And that Eric just was able to laugh all night. Made it great.
And I'm going to tell you something. Now, when you three get up there on that stage, you don't mince no words, and you speak the truth. And we need more people like the three of you out there talking about all this stuff that these ignorant people are doing.
It's true. Don't mince no words. So
right.
When we do mince some words.
Stop it.
Or,
all right.
I'm doing the math. It's too early.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah.
We had a grand time.
Yes.
Oh, we love you guys. We had so much fun. And Stephanie, you make sure that you give everybody big hugs and kisses from me. And, well, you can give them a hug from John.
All right.
Oh.
You're such trollops. I love you. All right, honey. See you next time. Love you.
Yay.
Love you guys.
Bye, John and Pam.
They were just
adorbs.
Yes.
Oh.
And exactly that in person.
I mean,
ridiculous. Only, I guess, longer because they had more time than a regular, you know, call in.
They were just like that writ large.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, I think, Jackie, this
extras.
Headline's a little misleading. It says Todd Akin opens the door to possible exit.
No, I don't know.
So.
It's George Stephanopoulos on ABC News saying, He said to George Stephanopoulos, I'm never going to say everything that could possibly happen. I don't know the future. I do know this. I know that the party voters took a look at our hearts, meaning his,
I guess.
And
Kirk Cameron.
I don't know why there's always a we. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Understood who we were, had a chance to meet us in many, many different ways and make a decision. It makes me uncomfortable to think the party bosses are going to dictate who runs as opposed to the election process. So he has been asked not to play in any of their reindeer games in Tampa next week.
And he's referring to Paul Ryan.
Gang. We won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
And he's referring to Paul Ryan as party bosses. Because, I mean, he got a phone call. Paul Ryan asked him to step out. And by the way, Paul Ryan didn't ask him to step out, out of the race because he disagrees with him.
He co-sponsored the legislation.
Exactly. It's because it's politically, expedient to just clear the gates as opposed to deal with the issue.
Yeah.
And point to the fact that they are in complete alignment with everything Akin believes. They just have, and they've got it written into their party platform. They've got the laws written.
Yeah.
The ones that didn't go through, they're planning on, if they do get control of the Senate, they will rubber stamp these straight through. That's the goal. It's been around for ages. We're looking at 3 decades of this nonsense now.
Mm-hmm.
Who does, and
he
by
went,
the way,
oh, go ahead.
What kind of a maniac adult goes, doesn't, has this idea that a woman who's being raped can magically somehow stop from being impregnated. And he finds this out as new information yesterday. He comes out and says,
I was told that was not correct.
How old are you?
Yeah, right.
I mean,
right.
It's one thing to not have sex ed in schools, but
see, this is what we talked about yesterday, Hal. I didn't know until this happened. I thought it was just one right-wing douche nozzle.
No, it's a movement.
No, it's a thing. He actually quoted this right-wing whack doctor that's this anti-choice
leader.
Activist
yeah.
that said, yeah, well, that's pretty bad. He's the one that put that out there.
Right. But he just found this out yesterday. I mean, in all honesty, let's put everything aside, the bigotry, the anti-woman position, all this stuff. How can you be a grown man and be that dumb about basic anatomy?
Biology.
I'm being told
that the world is not flat.
Yes, right.
I'm told now. Yeah, and he, by the way, corrected the incorrect thing by saying something else.
Right.
Dr. Wilkie has just released a statement, and part of his letter, I think he just really stated it very clearly. He said, of course, Akin never used the word legitimate to refer to the rapist, but to false claims like those made in Roe versus Wade.
False
and,
claims.
And I think that simplifies it. There isn't any legitimate rapist.
Oh.
None whatsoever. But that to rather, it. I was putting that in the wrong place.
Yes.
Making
Maybe
the point
that's how
that
this
there
all
were
started.
People who use false claims like those that basically created Roe versus Wade.
So she's throwing, Jane Roe under the bus as well.
Oh,
there aren't
I see.
Any, it, there aren't
she's
any.
She's a lying whore, basically.
Yeah.
Is what.
Mm-hmm. There's he's this. All right, to clarify, there are no legit rapists, but there are illegitimate.
But there's
rape
lying
victims.
Bitches. Right, there's
right.
lying bitches.
Yes, that's
yes.
what it is. Sorry,
yes.
my bad. That's what I meant to say was that some women are lying about being raped, and you can tell because a baby happens. That's how you can tell. It's like a
29 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Everything's more fun with
Stephanie Miller. Steffi.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
There you go, talking like Dear Abby again.
I don't know why I do that. Okay, so I teased my Hannity appearance, and then I forgot to tell the story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because, see, I still, you know, I have my old radio schooling where I do the tease right, and then I'm too old. I forget after the commercial break that I said I was going
to
tell a story.
You actually do it, yeah.
What now?
No follow through, you see.
Okay. Anyway.
We only have
you
3 hours, so.
Okay. No, I was supposed to do last night.
Right.
Because, so, you know, Fox News, there's no winning if you're a liberal. It's always some topic designed to make you look like a lunatic in the first place.
And you're going
to
be outnumbered by far-right lunatics anyway.
Anyway, so
who have
they
control of your microphone.
Right.
They offered to have me pre-tape because it'd be earlier because I go to bed at...
A stupid o'clock.
Right. But then I realized that they can edit.
Right.
I'm like, no, I'm just, I said, okay, I'm just, because I think he got Paul Ryan for an interview last night. So I said, you know what, even though it's late for me, I'll do it live tomorrow.
Do it live.
Because oldest trick in the book, the producer goes, oh, no, we just edit for time.
Hi.
You're right.
Yeah, babies.
Right.
That's why you can't play the whole Obama clip. You just don't have enough time for context.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Hitler.
Yeah, I'm guessing any good points I happen to get in might just have to lose those for time.
Yeah, magically disappear.
Yeah. Obama is a socialist.
Yeah, they just edit it with a meat axe. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so that's I'm doing it live tonight.
Live
on Hannity.
Won't that be pleasant?
Shafe says Admiral Akbar is right. It's a trap.
Did you see? So cute. The current PR people.
Yeah.
Very helpfully said. Oh, might we know what this is regarding this interview, and can we come along to see it go smoothly? And I said, well, I'm a liberal going on Fox, so going smoothly is kind of relative.
Yeah.
You could go and see if I survive.
If you
but...
don't get knifed, that's yes. That's going.
Well, they want to make sure you had a current Chiron under you. Which
yes.
Is, you know.
Oh, all I've been told is the discussion will be about civility in politics, particularly regarding Joe Biden's comments.
Right, of course.
Because
right.
Those, of course, are the
okay. You know what? They're probably going to take snippets of the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, stuff you say during that.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
And play it back
I
for you.
I said that last week, and they won't tell. I said, are there any clips I should know about that will be being played? Or
they might take Aisha Tyler saying that, you know, you should kick Ann Coulter in the...
No, she said that she... Well, she said that she might kick Michelle Malkin in the nutsack.
Oh, that's it.
Right.
If she ran into her at the Beverly Center. First of all, no one goes to the Beverly Center. And second...
Right.
Michelle Malkin doesn't have a nutsack,
yeah.
So okay.
And if she did, Fox wouldn't support her anyways because she'd be a transgender person identifying
true.
As female and yet having male genitalia.
Touché.
And they would not believe she has rights. So it wouldn't matter. They'd probably do it legislatively.
Yeah.
Kick her in the nuts.
There
so
you
they,
go.
Yeah, we'd disagree.
There you
they
go.
They wouldn't call it a hate crime, that's for sure.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Pat in Wisconsin. Hi, Pat. Hello, Pat.
You want to get another dog?
Oh, Pat is discussing whether to get another dog. Okay.
That was hysterical.
Get back to me eventually.
I should have listened in.
Yeah, I know. It's like when somebody pocket calls you or whatever.
Yeah.
They sit on their phone. And you really have to make that decision. Like,
you're like, oh, I hope they don't say anything bad about me.
Oh, what's happening?
Katie in Chicago.
I have a friend whose marriage ended that way. Not good.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Katie in Chicago.
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning.
This is the official dog walking bartender of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hello, now.
You know, when this current incarnation of the war on women started on in February,
right.
I thought they were a little nuts and mostly doing a lot of pandering and trying to win over the far right religious vote. Now I just think that they're literally crazy. I mean, the amount of lying that they'll do to themselves to convince themselves that what women need and our basic health care doesn't matter is out of control. I mean, what Hal was saying earlier about not understanding basic biology and how old are these people?
Yeah, that it's news to this
right.
guy.
Right, yes. Oh, I'm told now women don't have those powers.
Didn't know that I didn't have to be worried walking around late at night coming home from a second shift job. Who knew that my body would just take care of it for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, that it would shut, you know your vagina has the ability to shut, like, the doors on the Death Star,
yes.
you know, in case they...
Yeah, it was
you know,
like the Onion.
Airlock.
Right,
yeah.
It was like the Onion headline yesterday, Katie, that said, you know, rape victim, you know, woman relieved to know her rape wasn't legitimate. It's like, oh, okay, thanks, now I feel better.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it's bad enough that they want to take away my birth control, right, which is going to put more women women in the position of having to make the choice to exercise their rights to basic health care, which abortion is a basic right, that I have as part of my basic health care. It's bad enough that they want to make it harder to prevent that situation from happening, but now now they're going after rape victims.
Well,
I mean, what is going on?
Yeah. It's almost like the pro prima nocta legislation. You know, anybody who watched Braveheart knows that one of the ways that the English tried to get rid of the Scots is by raping them out of existence. And so they would give the bride to the English lord who ruled the area for the first night of the wedding.
Yeah.
He had first dibs so that she would have an English kid.
Yeah.
And to make them go away. Mm. And I know for a fact that Aiken has seen this movie. They love this freedom. They love that business.
Yeah.
And all those guys, you know, they know the movie Braveheart. They know this idea. The idea of prima nocta is not news to them.
Yes.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Okay. But they can take our wives, by the way, and our firstborn.
Here's the guy. So he cited this doctor in this sound clip we just played of Todd Aiken on the Huckabee Show.
Wilkie. We'll see you now. I have no idea how your business works, ma'am, but bend over and let's find out what's going on.
Wow. It's an idea that comes from a man by the name of Dr. John Wilkie. He's a general practitioner. He was president of the National Right to Life Committee. It's like the scientist that works for ExxonMobil. You know, he's like the doctor. He said this. He's speaking of rape. He said this is a traumatic thing. She's she's uptight.
He told
the New York Times she's frightened, tight, and so on.
Yeah, because chicks only get raped if they're uptight. That's what happens.
Wow.
I mean, what a choice of
this
words.
This is a doctor. And the sperm, if deposited in her vagina, are less likely to fertilize. The tubes are spastic.
You got spastic tubes.
Oh, the tubes are like that Mike Myers character on Saturday Night Live. They're wearing a helmet and being...
Really? Well, they convulse
Wilkie,
a lot.
Wilkie, by the way, endorsed Romney's 2008 presidential run, a fact that Romney boasted about at the time. I'm proud to have the support of a man who's meant so much to the pro-life movement in our country.
And he was a surrogate on behalf of Romney on pro-life issues.
That's right.
He was officially a surrogate for Romney in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here is Todd Aiken yesterday.
Dr. Wilkie has just released a statement, and part of his letter, I think he just... really stated...
Oh, no, that's... We already played that one. Okay.
I hadn't done anything that was morally or ethically wrong, as sometimes people in politics do. We do a lot of talking, and to get a word in the wrong place, you know, that's not a good thing to do or to hurt anybody that way. But it does seem like a little bit of an overreaction.
This is that Romney parsing thing where he goes, I would have used different words to describe Sandra Fluke as...
said trollop or something
exactly,
more old-fashioned.
I still would have inferred that she was a prostitute. I just would have used a more arrogant word. I would have, instead of just going guttural on her.
Yeah.
But I still believe it about her.
Todd Aiken said, we have a message that people understand. It isn't just in the brain, it's in the heart. Okay, that was horrible what
and
he
in
said
vagina.
in both cases.
First of all, it's nowhere near the brain. We never believed for a second that thought was anywhere near his brain.
Oh, by the way,
the heart part.
Yeah, he once again referenced the September 11th terrorist attacks.
Huh?
Saying he saw a similar American spirit in the first responders who rushed into the blah, 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 blah.
What does that have to do with forcible rape?
Because they were pro-life,
flag,
too, because they
country,
went and
9/11,
saved
people.
9/11,
patriotism,
9/11.
Really?
You can still throw, they think you can still throw 9/11 around and
a sperm,
get
a vagina, and 9/11, this is the new talking point for them.
Acknowledged
the Giulianization of pro-life.
Yeah. He acknowledged that the institutional side of the party, meaning the party that should be institutionalized, has turned its back, but expects, quote, a great deal of grassroots support.
Yeah. Not those party bosses, those union-busting thugs that come in here like Paul Ryan with his P90X abs.
He said, I do receive continuing calls from other people and other congressmen who are very supportive. Can you imagine? Yeah, go, man. That's right. Good job.
Yeah, he's been calling himself from his landline all afternoon and leaving messages on his cell phone.
So yesterday, Chris, this will interest you. After he went on Huckabee, he clarified his claims.
Sure.
He meant forcible, which is much less offensive. Not legitimate rape. I meant forcible.
Yeah. By the way, forcible rape is one of their ways of excluding when a woman is drugged and raped while unconscious.
Yes.
They don't consider that forcible rape.
No, that's not forcible.
Rape.
She's
No, she was out drinking with friends. She deserves to be knocked out and assaulted while she's unconscious. They believe that.
I seem to remember a comedy bit we did called America's Funniest Forcible Rapes.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it was during a time when Fox seemed to be doing really, really,
really awful reality shows.
Awful
and one of them was America's
morally repugnant shows. Yes.
Forcible rapes.
Okay. So, arguing that he misplaced the word legitimate, Aiken explained during a follow-up interview with Dana Loesch.
Oh, God.
She's fun.
That he meant to argue that women sometimes lie about being raped. That's what he meant.
But
did she?
Because that little thing we played about Roe v. Wade.
Even she's starting to turn on him.
Really?
Yeah. She's starting to say, yeah, you know what? You should probably go.
Yeah,
lie
but
down
the hell
somewhere.
With her, because she jumped to his defense faster than anybody else.
Yeah, that's right.
And tried to and worked harder than he did at clarifying and covering for what he said. So all she cares about is control of the Senate, and that's where she was coming from. So she'll say anything. I mean,
so will her lousy husband.
You just started a new Twitter fight. All right, let's do it quick.
I win every time with Chris Loesch.
Here come the Twitter eggs.
Yeah,
the paid Karl Rove Twitter accounts.
Gene in Minneapolis real quick.
American Patriot 35.
Morning, Steph.
Morning, honey. Go ahead.
Okay, I just heard yesterday that Mitt Romney's sons had children by in vitro, at least three of his sons. Okay, so given that they just adopted this personhood stuff into the Republican platform yesterday, I demand to know what happened to the additional zygotes they had to create in order to do in vitro. They always have to create more.
Yep.
What happened to Mitt Romney's other quote-unquote grandchildren? Are they in suspended animation somewhere?
No.
Stericycle.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the company that disposes of embryows.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That Bain owns.
Yes. Yes. That's awkward. That whole thing is awkward, Gene. Mm-hmm.
I have a new name for the Republican Party.
What's that?
I got mine, Screw You.
Okay.
Everything.
That's
everything
the Paul Ryan.
Do.
Yep.
Everything that they do. Taxes.
That doesn't fit on a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
We'll focus group that one.
All right. We'll focus group that and get back to you. All
right. That is the Paul Ryan system.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm in the lifeboat and I'll kick your hands off the edge.
Yes. Yeah. He's the person
he's Billy Zane in the Titanic.
Right, he's Billy Zane. Get your little fingers off
Just get off.
Splash.
Punching people.
Splash.
Just take my baby. Smack.
46 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Highbrow, lowbrow, unibrow. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. We have a technical issue with the headphones this morning, and so Jim has to share a headphone jack with Stephanie, and she has her jack so cranked. That it will make Jim deaf. So he's going to be using the force.
She made me deaf.
All right. Sorry. 51 minutes after the hour.
Deaf.
Listen, it's a stressful day for me. Give me a break. I have to go on a Hannity tonight.
I know. It's not often you get to meet one of the original members of our gang.
Yes. Very exciting.
It's not often you get to meet one of the Flintstones.
Yeah, it still has the haircut. That's nice.
No, we were saying that I'm sure he's going to play a clip from something that makes me look like and we were just like, as long as you're good, we have the number one comedy tour and album in the country.
Right.
So make sure you get the Chiron right.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're a comedy show. We don't set policy here.
Yeah, because it's about civility. So I'm sure I'm going to be exhibit A.
They're
going to
play something where you were uncivil. There is tape.
And then they know I'll never come back, but they don't care because they will have,
they will have pleased their
away.
And by the way, remember when this whole Rush thing came out and we invited Sean on and he wouldn't come on?
That's
he was
right.
Too much
of too much of a puss.
And he came on once a long time ago. Do you know how many times I had to, I'd have like 10, 15 phone conversations with him. Promising that I would be nice.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, the same assurance you give all your liberal guests? What?
Right, yeah.
And I was really nice to him, remember?
You were.
Oh.
Big mistake.
Baby.
Big mistake.
Do you have any emails and phone calls? Really? Seriously? Oh.
He's a thumb. He's a thumb sucker.
Nice.
I mean, he's one of the king thumb suckers of the Republican side.
Yes,
he really
just
is.
Just make it worse for me tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, they're going to play that on
tonight's
show.
Clip.
Yeah.
Name callers. Liberal name callers.
Well, we could just play the O'Reilly.
That's the only Sean Hannity impersonation I can do.
Yeah, see, I don't. You go on his show, I don't have the ability to play my clip.
You pinhead.
Ideological zombie. Yes. Loony ideologues. Cowards. Gutter snipes. Charlatans. And jerk. I just think he's a weasel. You're a paranoid crazy. You're either a moron or a liar. He's a corrupt midget.
All right. I may need to bring... Maybe I should bring at least, like, a portable tape machine. So like, oh, really, Sean? Well, there's other...
No, then you'll be like one of our listeners that calls in and says, I have something I want to play for
you. I'll bring my own technology. Really? Yeah. I have a bunch of examples from your side.
P.S., is that O'Reilly just talking about Sean?
Yes.
Hi.
Okay. He is a corrupt midget.
How dare I ruin the civility of the political argument? Sean Hannity calls out Hal Sparks for describing him as...
Pat in Wisconsin.
Whiny, pathetic, weak-minded simpleton that he is.
I have to tell you, it might have been my fault, not yours, the first time, because I have a three-month-old puppy who doesn't know the difference between door and floor.
Oh.
And I quickly grabbed her, so maybe I was at fault for that.
Oh, that's
little
all
Boston,
right.
Little Boston Terrier.
Aww. Oh, my God. Okay,
Quick
go ahead.
So, I called about two issues. One, did you know that ducks are bisexual?
Wow, that's hot.
Yes, because we raised ducks for 4-H, and they didn't seem to discriminate at all about
that. Wow. Well, who wouldn't want to see all those fancy lady bits? Seriously, there's what's in there, chutes and ladders in there, and the spirally corkscrewy things, and cul-de-sacs, and...
Everyone's
it's like
a combination
of Candyland and chutes and ladders.
Right.
Yeah. But the real reason I want to talk about this whole war on women is women get raped twice because sex is not the issue in rape. It's a power control issue. And so after they've been humiliated, sexually assaulted, and treated terribly, then the Republicans want to rape them again by power and control of not allowing them to choose in what they want for their bodies.
Well, Pat, Hal and I were just having this discussion before the show because we were saying that they don't believe in marital rape. A lot of Republicans, and as you just said, it's not about sex. It's power. It's another way of assaulting your spouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and in the case of this, you know, like the both morning after rape kits, all this stuff.
Right.
I mean, you know, the whole Sarah Palin news member about Alaska where they were making a rape victim pay for their rape kit. And this is based on the idea that this will dissuade fakers.
Yeah.
That only a real rape victim would pony up for the cash to have a rape kit done.
Yeah.
I mean, rape is, you know, it's sort of the opposite of voter fraud. It's underreported.
Yeah.
It exists on a much grander scale than you actually hear about. You know, and yet they want to marshal this legal, you know, push against voter fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Like this big thing. Yeah. We need to deal with this. 780,000 people will get disenfranchised from one particular state because of 10 potential cases of voter fraud, which, by the way, are largely GOP linked.
Yeah. Well, they had to admit that. And I can't remember which state it was. They had to go, are there any actual, they're like, no, we don't have any.
No,
that's not the point.
The last multiple count person that was busted for it was a GOP candidate who his dead life partner, who'd been dead for I think 4 years, had voted in the last two elections.
All right, Senator Claire McCaskill.
I think what's startling to me is that these party bigwigs are coming down on him and saying that he needs to kick sand in the face of the Republican primary voters.
What you talking about? She's kind of backhandedly saying that Aiken needs to stay in the race.
Yeah, right.
She's offering her support.
Yeah, right. Why are the party bigwigs kicking sand in the primary voters' face and going against their wishes?
Yeah, like the primary voters want this guy. Let him have it.
Yes. Like Mitt Romney.
His comments with regards to rape are outrageous. They're offensive. They're inappropriate and they're wrong.
Hmm. It's almost as outrageous as paying 13% in taxes. I won't pay it.
But I also agree with the bill that is attached to those ideas. Like,
yeah,
I think,
exactly.
Yes, it's wrong that the vagina can fight off a rapist's sperm. Yes, that's true.
Can you imagine meeting right after this news broke about Todd Akin?
What?
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, no, wait. Now, let's see. Now, who co-wrote the legislation with him? Oh! Ryan! Get it in my office!
He has to go in and see Mr. Spacely.
But here's the thing. All those things that he just said is legal parsing and candidate parsing words. Of course, those parts of it are wrong, but he can still agree with the resulting legislation that comes from those ridiculous ideas. It allows him to keep the platform stance. Even though they had to come out and say, you know, they're against it in the case of rape. They did not say incest, which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah.
As if there is incest without rape.
Yeah.
I don't really, I mean, that's that would be a rarity.
The kind of enjoy. Okay, 58 minutes after the hour. Yikes.
And Harry Shearer is coming up next hour.
Awesome.
Yes, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by JudeFolley.com. JudeFolley.com would like to remind all eligible voters that democracy isn't a wind-up toy. Get out to vote on November 6th.
Good job, Jim. Way to go.
Thank you,
JudeFolley.com.
Good job with that.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Hump Days with Sexy Liberal House Parties.
Jude Folley.
Oh, he's writing his for his Brokaw with Harry Shearer.
Looking at news stories with L's in them.
Yes, which will happen at the bottom of the hour when Harry Shearer calls in. All right. Hump Days with Sexy Liberal House Parties.
Yes.
Speaking of which, let's see. Chris in Columbus was at Columbus Sexy Liberal House Parties. Blew the roof off the sucker. Mama wanted to write to tell you how much fun we had at Sexy Liberal Columbus Saturday night. I splurged front row center tickets, meet and grope as a graduation gift to myself. I'm a middle-aged childless loser shut-in. Hello. Who decided to return to school to get my degree a few years ago. Pell Grants. I use Pell Grants.
Whoa.
You slacker.
That's government
and federal
voodoo.
Student loans the GOP is so fond of. And at 34, I obtained my bachelor's degree. Go me. Awesome. I dragged my partner to the show. He pays little attention to politics and frequently gets annoyed when I try to explain bits from the show to him. When you came out for your set, you immediately jumped off the stage and groped him within an inch of his life. Moments later, you shoved my phone into your lady junk and took some pretty spectacular photos.
Mm.
Thank you. I was really, although I don't have that.
Gotta
duck,
love
I don't
flash
got that
and
duck
8 megapixels.
I don't got that whatever's happening that we discussed earlier. I don't have the chutes and ladders and the,
you know. The combination of chutes and ladders and Candyland.
Yes, duck that JJ's have.
Yeah, right.
That's, we're giving Todd Akin the benefit of the doubt. That might have been what he was thinking
Sure.
of. Duck the JJ. Okay, let's see.
Even
I was
more
really
concerning
just
that an adult male doesn't know the difference between a duck's vagina and a human female's vagina. Right, yes. Right.
Well, better than human male vagina.
Or a constructed one via surgery.
Sure.
You know, again, opening the door for our transgender and transsexual friends who, you know,
I was really
have
disappointed, though, when I went
and
into my phone.
Transgender ducks.
Yeah.
After the show and could only find two shots, one a picture of some old saloon doors and another of a tumbleweed. Weird.
Uh-huh.
Says a joke about how old my lady.
Well, and how little
sexy
action it's getting.
This sexy liberal had the best stud night ever. I met John and Pam with the John and Pam Show, Rocky Mountain Mike, even Buddy in Columbus. I'd also like to thank you, John and Hal, for converting my partner into Steph Hetty. He had such a good time. He signed up for a podcast, only $4.95 a month.
Whoa!
Wow! I'm still floating on a happy cloud of sexy liberal and box wine, Chris in Columbus. Thanks, Chris. So, by the way, September 29th, Seattle going fast, and the big one, the Sexy Liberal Palooza at the Beacon Theater in New York, also going fast, October 27th. Guess what that is? Von Ciel in Asheville, a ticket to the Beacon Theater.
Oh.
She said something wicked, this your way comes, woohoo.
Oh, boy.
Is she bringing the creme brulee sampler?
Let's hope so. Let's hope so.
Oh.
All right. Oh. Oh, by the way, high-strung Sexy Liberal Tour Director Roland.
Yeah.
She...
She?
He dropped his dog Butters. off for surgery this morning, so we have to get the Shirley MacLaine drop ready.
Buddy.
I forgot to ask you this. When they talked about trying to limit pain control, I basically went Shirley MacLaine on them in terms of endearment.
Please, I don't see why she has to have this pain. It's time for her shot. You understand? Do something.
Yeah, this is Roland this morning.
It's hold on until 10, and it's past 10. She's in pain. My daughter is in pain. Give her the shot. You understand?
We're going to
give my daughter the shot.
Awesome. Oh. Roland is such a good actor. He really is.
Yeah. Butter. Butter.
Butter Scahill. He has his own Facebook page.
Does he?
That's so
sad. Like, maybe Carl Frisch's dog can.
Dexter Von Frisch has his own.
Dexter Von Frisch has his own Facebook page and his Twitter account, too, I think, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dear God, speaking of dogs, you deliberately didn't send me this story.
Oh, I did not send you this story. It's too tragic. Good Lord.
This would be me. Massachusetts couple dies trying to rescue their dog and this elderly
who fell
couple,
in the lake or
a Massachusetts couple boating on a lake drowned after jumping into the water to save their dog who survived. Their dog Sadie jumped in,
and they were an elderly
he jumped
couple.
In to try to rescue her and then the mother jumped in to help the father and she couldn't swim. They were a devoted couple of 40 years.
Oh my God.
And the dog
survived.
Oh God, that story just.
Yeah, thanks for bringing the house down.
Go out in a boat if you can't swim.
That's, right.
Yeah, I don't.
And you
I
have a dog. Dogs can.
Dogs can swim.
The way you solve that is you coax the dog back to the boat.
Right.
Yeah.
You go, and he'll start swimming towards you because they instinctively, unlike people.
Maybe not a corgi.
Huh?
A corgi might have a rough time.
No, even corgis. I'm not saying test this theory by throwing dogs in a pond.
Good job trying to rescue Max. Be like a Loch Ness monster.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are limitations to buoyancy versus weight, but, you know.
Someone on Facebook said, my duck's vagina is more like Sorry Meets Trouble.
What?
Okay.
You should not know
your duck's vagina that well. All right. Deb.
According to Aiken,
it's the game of life.
Deb, right,
it's more like the game of life.
More Boggle. I don't understand these lady bits. How does that work?
Or it's more like Connect Four.
We were saying you'd appreciate this because we were saying that Todd Aiken was implying that Angry Birds happens when you are raped. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Pigs
By the way, we have an update from Kelby.
Oh, yes.
No.
He says greyhounds can't swim.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Kelby.
So do not throw your greyhound into the ocean or into the lake.
All right.
Not a lot of boating greyhounds. You know what I mean? Like, let's take the greyhound out of the skimmer.
They're kind of land mammals.
Yeah. Right.
They don't do the triathlons.
Get that greyhound up on that catamaran. Let's
into
go.
The skiff.
It's 4th of July weekend. That dog's going to give it a shot. Put its life preserver on. That's the other thing. If you're an old couple, isn't your dog supposed to have a life preserver?
Probably.
Isn't that the whole cute thing of going?
People should have life preservers, too.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So if you can't swim.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Deb, right, Steph, every time I see Todd Aiken, I can't help but hear Gilda Radner's character, Lisa Lubner, saying, Todd!
Yeah.
Lisa and Todd.
I'm Mrs. Lubner.
Todd! He kind of reminds me of that character. All right. So, Mama, don't forget on the Hannity tonight.
Yeah.
If 9 o'clock Eastern, unless
you pass out before that.
Or pass out before then.
Sean Hannity.
Am I not contributing to the political discourse?
Thanks.
I'm Sean Hannity. No.
Okay. Joe.
Oh, God.
No, I'm kidding. He's a lot more immature than that. I apologize.
Joe from Seattle, before we dive into the right-wing world, Fox News. Yeah, this is a sad story. Can I have my sad story music?
Sure.
Staff, I was watching your show on Current. You were talking about Fox News and how they don't cover subjects such as Congressman Aiken. Yeah, there was almost a blackout, and then they didn't play his original comments. They just played Republicans talking about it.
Right.
I have stopped communication with a cousin who's a Tea Party Republican because of his anti-Obama postings on Facebook daily. I was talking with my sister just yesterday about the story of Aiken's remarks were all over the news and papers. During our conversation, my sister came out with, every time Obama gets on his plane, I cringe. And then she went on about how much money he spends on his trips. That's a Fox story.
Because
apparently he's the only one that's ever used Air Force One. And it's big issue in right-wing world. I was trying to figure out where that came from. Then she went on to quickly the topic of a ballot in Arizona that's half in English and half in Spanish. I was still trying to figure out where these topics came from when I tried to slow her down by explaining our own grandmother only spoke Italian, and I wish my mother would have taught me Italian so I could have spoken to my grandmother. When it dawned on me, my sister was watching Fox News. Why else would she bring up these topics on the day Aiken was being raked over the coals by everybody else? It's my own sister. I'm having trouble not yelling at her that she's an educated retired teacher and should know better. My other sister, who is also a retired teacher, is a teabagging Republican, and we don't have any contact anymore because of her views. This crap is tearing the country apart, and Fox News is a huge reason why. How can educated people listen to only Fox and believe they know the truth about anything? Love your show. Joe in Seattle. Yeah, we're hearing more and more of these stories that people, you know, somebody disinvited you to their wedding because,
because of the health care debate.
Oh, because you supported the Affordable Care Act.
Exactly.
I can't believe that man is riding on an airplane. He should be on a bus, in the back of a bus.
Right. It was actually my high school best friend disinvited me.
Yes.
Well, let's, spending money.
Congratulations. There is a great turning point in a man's life where, or a woman's life for that matter, where you look back on your best friend from high school and go, I've outgrown you.
Exactly.
You're still in high school, and I'm not.
Yeah, we were saying it's amazing. All the same stuff goes around in right wing. So everybody gets the same emails. Like, who is this? What's his name? Klein? The Ed Klein book about the amateur?
Yeah.
About Obama. This guy, Google him for 2 seconds. He's the one that wrote a book about that Bill raped Hillary, and that's how Chelsea was born.
Right.
He's a well-known liar. It's like the whole...
wouldn't her vagina have shut it down?
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Wouldn't her,
for the record,
yeah,
if it was really a rape, then Chelsea would have never been born.
Okay, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing, shall we? Charles Krauthammer on the Brit Bear.
Democrats are going to exploit this. They're going to make this into extremism. Aiken, whom everybody is sort of... ostracized within the Republican Party, is going to be heralded as the icon and the representative of the party, which will be completely in tune with how Democrats have distorted everything up to now in this election. So I'm not surprised, and I guess if I were a Democrat and I didn't have any accomplishments in the 4 years, I would do the same.
Oh, I see. It's not what Todd Aiken said. That was not outrageous in any way.
It's what the Democrats are saying about the Republican Party. That's what's outrageous.
Yeah. It's outrageous.
Obama has no accomplishments apart from stopping the second Great Depression.
And getting bin Laden.
Yeah, exactly.
There's that.
And the Lilly Ledbetter
Act. But the Swift Boaters say that didn't happen.
Okay. Karl Rove on Fox News.
These were reprehensible and deplorable comments, and there's no way he can recover, in my opinion. So our group decided if he remains the nominee, there's no reason to throw good money after bad by trying to win this seat.
Yeah. Hmm. Karl Rove's pulling out. What? I'm not saying. Because Todd Aiken, there's a joke in there somewhere about Todd Aiken's campaign would know how to shut that stuff down by itself. But I guess that he doesn't. So Karl Rove has to at least pull out to help.
That was kind of a long way to go.
Yeah,
that.
I know. I had to back up and turn around Parallel Park. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Dana Loesch. Aiken on the Dana Show.
On the Dana Show.
I look at the Senate race, and I'm worried for you. I'm worried for what would happen, you know, if this 5 p.m. deadline passes and you go forward and you go for McCaskill. I'm worried that the Republican Party would give up on this race. I'm worried that you would have trouble fundraising grassroots or fundraising online. What do you say to someone like me who's very hesitant and doesn't know where they fall right now? What do you say to convince them that you can win this Senate race and that you can be another red in the Senate and repeal Obamacare? How do you assure those people?
How do I answer you if you won't stop talking?
Yeah, right. You're just a hysterical chick. Calm down.
Chris in Yankton says that Ann Coulter's vagina is more like cootie.
All right, stop it. Everybody stop it. All right. Okay.
What?
Isn't somebody supposed to say what vagina?
Yeah, well.
I don't want to.
I
did say, isn't somebody. Some people say.
19 minutes after the hour, right back. Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A place where dreams come true.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You think this song is about
Stephanie
Miller.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie
Miller Jagger show. In the background. You know.
24 minutes after. I keep forgetting that Jim and I are sharing a headphone jack, and I'm using my...
No, that's not working.
With my knob, and I forgot it's just a placebo.
It's not working.
It's not a real knob.
No. Well, if I turned it up any louder, my ears would explode, and I'd be even deafer than
Kablammo.
Stephanie is.
What? Okay, let's continue Right Wing World. Pat Robertson on the 700 Club on the lovely and talented Congressman Aiken. Pat Robertson.
This guy is ahead in the polls. They don't like Claire McCaskill in Missouri. He has a chance to win. The Republicans need the Senate. And so he screwed up. He made a dumb remark. Mm. So don't we all? And it's time to say, okay, Todd, you've apologized. You misspoke. And let's get on with life. Let's run the campaign. Mm. I mean, you know, the idea is, you know, form a circular firing squad and go after each other. Not smart.
Yeah, no.
Okay, he didn't
First
misspeak.
Of all, he's had one point at this point.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, that's directly because of this. He was actually a full, like, seven or nine points ahead, just a couple weeks ago. But that's because nobody was paying attention to it. It was one of those kind of rubber stamp elections in a rubber stamp state in some degree where they just kind of, this is kind of how it works, whatever. I recognize the name, stunk. There we go.
Right.
But... He didn't misspeak.
No,
he spoke openly. That was the mistake he made.
And his trying to clean it up has only made it worse.
Yeah,
I meant forcible rape. I meant sometimes chicks lie. What? What did I say?
What's the big deal?
Rush Limbaugh.
What I think Mr. Aiken should try to realize here as he makes his decision is that all of these things that he truly cares about will be much easier to make happen if we win the Senate and the White House and hold the House this November.
That's right.
He must put the nation and its future ahead of everything else that he's considering. Mm. And I hope he comes to the right conclusion.
A little nudgy towards the ledge.
He has to stop running for Senate because of what he said so that they can control the Senate and
do exactly
what he
wants to do.
Right,
yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right. Okay. Good.
And
go
Laura
ahead.
Ingram in for O'Reilly.
Joe Biden gets away with outrageous statements and gaffes in a way that someone like a Michelle Bachmann or maybe a Sarah Palin never could. But the media's willingness to give Biden a pass for his incompetence is nothing compared to the leeway it gives the president himself.
Oh, come on. You really, Joe
See,
Biden
See, this is
going to
be
Sarah
my
Palin?
Topic on Fox tonight because Joe Biden's comments, so first of all, so current, and secondly, I mean, this is what it is they only focus on, and excuse me, is that anything analogous to what Aiken said?
No.
I don't remember Joe Biden at any point during his career trying to put forth a bill that called the Republicans want to chain black people bill. The reintroduction of slavery act.
Yes.
Or the America was better off when we had slave labor.
Right.
Bill of 2000.
By the way, the stunning Representative Steve King.
The stunning Steve King.
He was did not condemn Todd Aiken. And he also told a reporter he's never heard of a child getting pregnant from statutory rape or incest. He said, I just haven't heard of that being a circumstance that's been brought to me in any personal way.
Then it doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen.
Anything that he doesn't hear about personally. He's like the ravenous bug bladder beast of Trawl in the Hitchhiker's Guidebooks, who's so ravenous. If you throw a towel over your own head, if you can't see him, he thinks he can't see you.
Right.
So
actually,
the world disappears.
In 1996, a study found that at least half of all babies born to minor women are fathered by adult men. So there's that. There's actual statistics. And
Yeah. Uh-huh. In some cases, they're relative. But in that case, in the Republican Party, that wouldn't help you either.
Oh. Yeah,
to get emergency contraception, not even an abortion.
His
let's
office
be real clear
said,
about that.
Well, what he was saying was he personally does not know a girl who was raped. He never said, I've never heard of that. There's a fine line between I've never heard of that and I don't personally know anybody who's been raped. There's a difference.
So therefore it doesn't happen if he doesn't personally know someone.
If there's a difference,
he wasn't asked
then
if he personally knew somebody. He just offered that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Plus, as a legislator, I don't give a crap if you have a personal reaction to something that will occur in life.
Yes.
You may not actually know anybody with leukemia either,
right.
But you don't actually produce bills going, I never heard of leukemia. Nobody gets bone cancer. Who gets that? Who gets cancer in their mouth? I've never heard of that. So why do we need a bill helping people?
29 minutes after the hour, Harry Shearer next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Income Only Bank's got the safety net. Even your query hasn't been answered yet. You gotta ask Joe the Plumber. Joe. He's the one in the know. Taking all of your gripes. But don't let it worry your pipes.
Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour. That guy should be in a band.
I know, right?
Fictional or otherwise. It's from the new album, Can't Take a Hint. Harry Shearer joins us now. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, Stephanie. And you do remember that Joe the Plumber's name is not Joe, and he's not a plumber.
That's exactly.
But
yes.
Aside from that, you can believe everything he says.
Right. Yes.
His name is Basil Bacco, which means not a plumber. In
Right. Well. We have some news for him, Harry. He did not build that business because he is neither. Because
he doesn't have
he's
one.
Not right. He's not a plumber.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see his latest cure for illegal immigration to put snipers on the fence and start shooting?
No, he didn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a problem solver.
But what if snipers fall off the fence? They might shoot themselves.
There is that.
There's that.
There is that.
Yeah. Can't save everybody.
Old Mr. Gravity.
Right.
Can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs.
Right.
This 2012. This is just rife with comedy, isn't it?
Well, I mean, listen. We could stop right now with Todd Akin and keep rolling right through November. You know, he is the fount. He's the lords of comedy right now.
Yeah, he just keeps making it worse, doesn't he? Like, I didn't mean legitimate. I meant forcible. I meant chicks lie sometimes.
And then Paul Ryan gets almost Clintonian when he says rape is rape. When he's asked to define forcible.
Right.
You know.
Even though he had signed on to legislation defining
forcible
rape.
I believe co-authored the legislation.
Yes, he
actually did.
Yeah.
Rape is rape. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Please.
As a woman, it's so enjoyable to discuss degrees of rapiness. It's really.
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, when you're living at a time when supposedly serious news anchors have to utter the words "legitimate rape" and "pussy riot" in the same broadcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we are in end times, baby.
Yeah. Okay. Right, I thought, you know, when during the Clinton scandal, when Dan Rather had to say penis almost every night, that was going to be the height of comedy,
or
but no.
Semen stain.
Yes, yes, and
can
now...
Can we get semen stain out of the copy, please?
Well, I was saying I would have given anything to be a fly on the wall in Hillary Clinton's office when, because, you know, the State Department had to put out a statement, and she's like, really? With all Bill's Monica, I've got to say pussy riot? Really? I got to walk out to that microphone.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. Speaking of serious news anchors, I believe it's time for our Tom Brokaw off between you and Jim Ward. All right.
This is Tom Brokaw, formerly of NBC and Island News. A submersible from Bluefin Robotics is finally located at the final resting place of Amelia Earhart's Lockheed Electra near the Phoenix Islands. Only the landing gear was left. The fuselage of the ill-fated plane had completely dissolved due to salinity.
Salinity is a problem, of course, here on Earth, all over the place. The greatest generation encountered many problems with salinity during the war. But the Labor Department has no policy regarding illegal aliens.
I'll
see you tomorrow night.
Okay.
Prince Philip left the Scottish hospital after being treated for a bladder infection. Buckingham Palace said Philip, after leaving the hospital, would return to Balmoral Estate, where the royal family is on holiday.
There's a new report to that. The Lindsay Lohan has been returned to hospital with a version.
In other news, a senior Al-Qaeda official has been arrested in Algeria. Three armed Islamists, including a member of Al-Qaeda. The three men were arrested last Wednesday as they were traveling towards the Sahel border in a 4x4 vehicle, according to all informed sources, who also claim they have close links to AQIM chief Abdelmalek Droudal.
All right.
I'm returning to local news in Los Angeles. And I'll be joined tonight at 11 by Kelly of Iron.
All right, this could go on for 3 hours.
And you guys crank it up to such a level when you're up against each other that it sounds like you're both drowning.
You've got to put a pencil on your tongue.
I'm up to a level
11.
Wow. As one famous movie said one time.
Yes.
At some point, like, I'm literally going, the Romney campaign, are they working for us? It's like a comedy skit. First of all, the only segment they had left were old white people, and he picks the guy that wants to voucherize Medicare. I mean, it just gets better. But then this latest thing, you know, can you imagine Mitt going, oh, this Aiken thing is bad. Who co-wrote the bill with him? What?
Well, I mean, when you look at the Aiken thing in the long light of history, his great contribution to American politics is for one shining moment he made Sarah Palin look smart.
Yeah, I mean, it really is kind of stunning. And yet, you know, as people keep saying, oh, it's still fairly close. How do you think this is going to play out?
Me, I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy. I think you look at the unemployment number and you pretty much know what the election is. The wisdom among people who look at this stuff has always been it's very difficult for an incumbent to win if the unemployment rate is over 8%. I don't think it's happened for an incumbent to win with the unemployment rate over 8%. So, you know, everybody is, including us, are is being entertained by all this stuff, but meanwhile, people are out of work.
Yeah, although I have to say, I mean, I'm looking at polls, too, where, I mean, first of all, Obama is up, and secondly, you know, the Medicare, it's just such a losing issue. I think it's like something like 80% of people are against Paul Ryan's Medicare plan. I do think it's an issue that's resonating.
Yeah, and you know, Ryan is being George Bushish about it. You know, bring it on! This is the fight we wanted. Okay, then.
Okay, okay, then.
All right, then. Yeah, I know, it's great. My attention got drawn by the fact that Republicans are interested now in insert the word unborn into the 14th Amendment.
Right.
I think people on the other side would be really well advised for a couple of reasons to say, okay, game on. There's one word we want to insert into the 14th Amendment, and that word is natural. Because the 14th Amendment was the wedge by which a unanimous Supreme Court, without any cue from Congress, decided that an amendment which was passed to give rights to former slaves was conferring those rights on corporations.
Right. Yeah.
And if you put the word natural in the 14th Amendment, you specify that those rights belong to living, breathing, dying human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can tackle the influence of money in politics, because we're in the middle of a crap storm of money in this presidential campaign, and that's not good for anybody.
Well, and that is the thing that scares me is, you know, we were just literally almost laughing. We're watching the latest Romney ad. It literally, Cal, wasn't it saying, you know, Obama's going to take your wheelchairs and your pacemakers?
Yeah.
But he has so much money to put these lies out.
Well, you know, when I was a kid, they used to say, oh, God, you know, in years to come, they're going to be selling politicians like they sell soap. And here we are, and we should be so lucky. Because Cheer doesn't go on the air and say, Tide wants to kill your children.
Right. They might now.
Well, now. Yeah. I've given them the idea.
Yeah, thanks, Harry. Thanks. Yeah. What starts as comedy over here, they use over there. We're like, well, that was a joke. What?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And ironically, Clay Aiken knows more about lady parts than Todd Aiken.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it really is kind of stunning. Although, that's what we were saying, is that what was more stunning to me is that this wasn't just one doofus misspeaking. This is something that a lot of people on the right have said.
Well, you know, this is this is not a misstatement. This is the old Michael Kinsley definition of a gaffe, when somebody says what he really means.
Right.
What he really thinks, you know.
Right.
And he's talked to doctors, Stephanie.
Yes. Well,
that's the
one
thing. He's talked to doctors.
Yes.
Unfortunately, they were foot doctors, but he's talked to doctors.
Listen, Harry, I've been saying I've never been so insecure about my lady parts. It is. I do not have all that fancy stuff down there.
Second,
I got
nothing.
You don't have the backup, the backup disc down there.
Carbonite for your vagina.
Reboot your vagina.
Apparently, we should have all kinds of superpowers, including a spidey sense down there that you should just know when you're about to be raped.
Yeah. You don't have the somehow rape buffer.
And shut this down.
A rape buffer.
Yeah, it really. There is a funny part of it, obviously, but it also. I mean, Obama's already way ahead with women, but don't you think this is resonating with women? I mean, this is just
beyond the pale.
Well, resonating, as in scaring the crap out of
yes.
them?
Yes, yes.
That kind of resonating, yeah.
Right.
As
yeah.
opposed to sympathetic vibrations on a stringed instrument, yes.
Harry, tell us about Can't Take a Hit, the new album.
Oh, well, it's a bunch of songs. This is the first time I've had really amazing guest artists perform on one of these records. Dr. John, Fountains of Wayne, mm-hmm. Jane Lynch from Glee, Jamie Cullum, Nicholas Payton, the great trumpet player, Skunk Baxter and Steve Lukather, really amazing players and amazing singers. So I do less of the singing, but more of the bass playing. And it's songs about everything from, certain peculiar people in our culture or politics, everybody from Madonna to, Sarah Palin.
Joe the Plumber. Yeah.
To, certain, trends, like, the tendency for, as bad stuff happens, it's now ingrained in our culture and probably in the Japanese culture too. Blame the little guy. Right. The big guys walk and the little guys. So, Jamie Cullum sings this song called A Few Bad Apples, which is a tribute to that part of our culture. And then there's one really, actually, I'm embarrassed to say, sincere song on the record, which is the one that Dr. John plays and sings on, which is called Autumn in New Orleans, because I thought, you know, it deserves an autumn song too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. No, I've just heard great things about it, and I appreciate you coming on. Even though the last time I called you, you were about to do your show, and you're like, I gotta go. I've got a thing right now. I think I was calling to see if you wanted to come to a party at my house.
Oh, like, that's right. Yeah, you're big blowout, so to speak.
Yeah, and you're like, I radio starts at a specific time. I gotta go now, Steph. Well, I'd like to chat.
It's never too late to go pro, Stephanie.
Yes, exactly.
Harry, sure. The album is Can't Take a Hint. Thanks, honey. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All you right. can pre-order that on iTunes by the way, right
That's
now.
That's right.
He's hilarious.
I love
the man. Love the man. 45 minutes after the hour, back with more Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's like a Mensa meeting with fart jokes. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. You might think I'm crazy. All I want is you. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the very best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, type in the promo code Stephanie. Be sure to use the promo code Stephanie.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well. Guess what I just got in my inbox? I just got canceled from Hannity on Fox News. And I'm going to guess it's Hal Sparks' boss.
He's a puss.
To which I say, thank you, Hal.
No, not, you're not a puss. Sean Hannity is a puss.
He's a complete, wuss, I would prefer.
See, they wanted me to do it yesterday in pre-tape, and I'm guessing so they could edit to make me look bad.
And when you wanted to
come
in live.
And I tried to outsmart him and say, I'll do it live, and they just canceled me.
No. This ain't your first time at the rodeo.
Man up, Sean. Wear a cup.
Don't f*** with me, fellas. This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
Yes. So I was already scheduled to be live tonight instead of pre-taped yesterday. So the producer says, hi, guys, we have to cancel for tonight because we rearranged the show a bit. Uh-huh. Also, the entire show is live tonight.
Yeah, like, we rearranged the show to be completely devoid of actual confrontation of our stupid ideas.
So sorry. I'm glad we're in touch. Hope we can work something out in the future. Thanks. Yes, I'm sure they will. Yeah. I'm sure I'll be on that future whiteboard.
We're going in a different direction.
Yeah. Forever. Forever.
An empty chair.
We'll be back. We'll be back in touch. Never.
We're going in a different direction. Back to the original direction.
Right.
We'll be back in touch when Paul Ryan's budget balances the budget.
Yeah. We'll be in touch when we find a more malleable Democrat.
We find somebody, a Democrat that's a little dumber and knows that they can... Sure, we'll pre-tape. We only edit for time. We won't make you look bad. Don't worry. All right. Sorry, kids. Mama canceled off Fox News tonight. Oh, well. All right. Love you, Sean. Miss you already. Okay. all right. Oh, somebody, a song of Mitself going around the intertubes?
Yes, it was created by Hugh Atkin, and it was sent to us by listener Todd.
Oh, fabulous.
I don't really know who I am. I don't know what I believe. I served as governor for 4 years. Like a miniskirt, it was short and revealing. I was liberal, but I was conservative as well. I'm pro-life, but I had no difficulty supporting abortion. And then I decided to run for national office and don't have an idea why. Everybody I talked to said it's a bad idea. But I love debate and disagreement over issues. And in the case of Obamacare, I disagree with myself. I supported the idea of an individual mandate, but I oppose what the president did. And also with regards to gay marriage, I looked at some of my policies and said, gosh, I have exactly the opposite view today. One reason, of course, is that I hope to represent all Americans. And I think the American people have different views. And I agree with the American people. I believe in America. I'd like to ask you to join with us. Volunteer, donate, or just pass this message along to a friend. Thanks so much.
Wow.
Wow, fabulous. By the way, have you ever heard the sound clip of him talking about why he is pro-choice when he was running for... I mean, it is... That actually is the closest I've ever heard him to sounding like he actually has a principle, because he talks about his his family friend died of an illegal abortion. Mm-hmm. And he said, I respect other people's views, but I and my family and my mother, and we have always believed this really strongly, and I will never change this view. Ted Kennedy, remember, said he's multiple choice. Mm-hmm. I'm pro-choice. My opponent's multiple choice.
Wow. Yeah.
And he said, I will never be multiple choice. I will never change my mind on this. This is one of my core principles. I mean, it's really...
And now he's running with Paul Ryan.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, wow. Exactly. I mean, in the light of this whole debate right now.
Right. The guy who wanted the language forcible rape put in the bill specifically, because a woman who is drugged or given, who's roofied at a bar,
she deserves
doesn't
it.
Count.
Yeah. Okay. Still a few pockets of support for Congressman Todd Akin.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Steve King, as we mentioned, the lovely and talented.
Even the Loshes have turned on him.
Yeah. He said, Steve King said, the leftist media paid in cash by George Soros.
Huh. Oh.
Why
did
am I still missing my giant bag of cash?
Did he just pull up with a truck? How does it work, Steph?
I don't know.
Wondered.
You know, he needs to bring one of those giant sweepstakes checks.
I think we actually had him on only once.
And have a top hat and a cigar.
We had him on once, remember, Chris? We had him on one time, and I did ask him for cash, and he said
And
no.
He laughed. He laughed in
I
your
said,
face.
Apparently, I get a lot of cash.
Yes.
I would actually like it.
He laughed at you.
Is dictating the response of leading Republicans. How can the American dream survive? Oh, I'm sorry. George Soros is forcing leading Republicans to say that Todd Akin's comments are reprehensible.
Oh. He's sneaky that way.
He's got a big payroll, so Republicans are also on George Soros' payroll? Wow. He said, let's see, I'm seeing the same thing, petty personal attacks substituting for strong policy. Adding that pregnancies from rape are really rare. He just reiterated that, Steve King, as I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Tim Wildman, president of the Conservative American Flag and Bargain, said the controversies, it's been overblown and should be forgotten. Move along.
Right. Yeah, nothing more to see here.
Hold on. For the record, deals with chicks.
He said, even if he is medically incorrect, still, that is irrelevant to the issues of life that may come before him in a vote. What?
Medical things are irrelevant to a medical
to
procedure.
To women's health issues. Really?
Medical doctors will dispute that.
Well, and I think also that he's making policy decisions based on these false ideas is even more important than what those ideas are in the first place. The fact that you could go, I believe that we should pass a highway bill immediately or go against a highway bill because I believe goblins under bridges are affected by traffic. You know, like... That's absurd.
What's your point?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
they would be.
That actually
Tim
is
Wildman
crazier
said,
than your position
little,
on the bill.
Right.
I'm a little stunned at the piling on against Congressman Akin. What is clearly a simple misuse of the English language.
Yes.
No,
it's not. He's made it worse.
He knew exactly what he was saying.
In a bad way.
Tony Perkins.
Yeah. That's a misuse, though.
Tony Perkins. Tony Perkins.
No, mother blood.
Okay.
No.
Wrong.
Not that Tony Perkins.
Tony Perkins is a very nice guy.
Yeah.
He said his group still supports Akin because of his long-term abortion position. So it really doesn't matter what you say.
Because of my strong pro-life, pro-death penalty approach. Yes, that's I believe that anybody who's found guilty by the government must be guilty and therefore can be put to death. But a zygote who has no chance of actually becoming a healthy fetus should have
a woman should be driver's license.
A government employee should be in charge of making sure she carries it to term. And if she doesn't, chuck her in jail.
Akin said yesterday on Huckabee, I said one word in one sentence one day and everything changed. No, it's because it's the entire policy
platform.
Of your party,
right.
Including the 2012 Republican platform, will advocate an abortion ban without a rape exception.
Yep.
It is the policy of your... I mean, it's... I love this. A Romney spokesperson said, you know, when they were trying to run away from Todd Akin, the Romney-Ryan administration would not oppose abortion in instances of rape. Embracing a rape exception for abortion rights would put them at odds with the Republican Party's platform, the newest, mm-hmm. which will be unveiled next week in Tampa, of course. In spite of a massive public outcry over Akin's comments, the official GOP platform committee drafted the provision I guess it was Monday, without the rape mm-hmm. exception. And I told you, heading the committee? Transvaginal Bob.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Governor Bob McDonnell
yes.
of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
When they get to presenting that part of the platform, I hope that's just when the hurricane hits.
Oh. We were saying yesterday, it's like man with two brains. God, mm-hmm. just give it. If there's any sign that Romney shouldn't be president, just give us the sign.
No! I have no confirmation of this, but I'm told Isaac means the laughter of God.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
That's what the name means.
All right. 58 minutes after the hour. Wendy Malik and much more as we
and
continue.
And Representative Paul Tonko.
Yes, as we continue
and
on.
And I'll be at Madhouse in San Diego this weekend.
Much more on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hello, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
I just realized what your shirt says.
Huh? Yes.
The dairy air.
Yes, a hot chicken Columbus gave it to me.
It's true. Be dairy heiress in your case.
It was. They said it was in honor of my spectacular ass, which I appreciate very much. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Dairy air ass.
Mm.
It's not all quite, right. You know, Prince William.
Well.
We can talk about that later.
All right. 1-800. I have an important congressman. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Lots going on between Paul Ryan's budget and the Medicare debate. Representative Paul Tonko of the great state of New York joins us. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Stephanie Miller. How are you?
I'm good, sir. By the way, I know that you and I talked a lot about the state, seat up Kathy Hochul up
yep.
near you. And, you know, she won really because of Paul Ryan's Medicare plan, don't you
Absolutely.
Think?
Absolutely. Oh, no. It was certainly the litmus test. And the Ryan plan became very prominent in that special election, and Kathy Hochul won a seat that I think is claimed to be the ninth most difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or something like that, but one of the most difficult for a Democrat to win.
Well, I mean, and I think one of the things you and I have talked about is obviously Romney's campaign has so much money, and we were just talking about this new ad that ran that literally says has like empty wheelchairs and the president's going to cut your benefits and take away your wheelchairs. And, I mean, it really, he has so much money to put these lies out there. I mean, I was just looking at a new poll, though, public policy polling. When it is explained about what the plan actually is, do you support or oppose Paul Ryan's proposal for reforming Medicare, when they specifically say, you know, when they talk about that it's a voucher program, the support erodes even more. It's almost nothing.
Oh, yeah. I think the interesting fact here is they named Representative Ryan as the running mate for Governor Romney. It requires, I think, the public, it really promotes the public taking that bottle, that Ryan plan, in its hands and reading the labels on the bottle. And mm-hmm. when you do that, I think the awareness is struck. And people understand this is a voucher system that ends Medicare as we know it. It finds seniors digging deeper into their pocket than ever before. And it's really providing business over to the private sector insurance industry, which I think the general public out there, I hear from the seniors all the time, they like Medicare. They tell you they keep your hands off their Medicare.
Yep.
And it's provided economic stability. Prior to 65, Stephanie, when seniors were retiring, they often saw their economic stability dip south because healthcare costs would enter in at that retirement phase in their life, and it would destroy their quality of life. And so now that security, that foundation, that underpinning is there, and it's real, and it's had a history, a track record of performance. And, you know, even with the Affordable Care Act, we have extended some 8 or 9 years into its life and, you know, making it very solvent and working for people.
You know, interesting, the headline today, I'm reading today, is surrogates admit Romney will cut Medicare benefits for current seniors. I mean, there is no way, you know, this is not at all, this memo that the campaign released on Saturday, Romney plans to repeal affordable care in its entirety and thus spend over the $700 billion more on the program in the coming decade than the government would spend if the health care law stands. The commitment would leave Medicare poised for insolvency in 2016, years before he proposes to phase in the voucher system, which means Romney would have two options then, find new Medicare cuts or taxes to extend the life of the program or preside over its demise. I mean, none of this makes any sense, does it?
No, it doesn't. And, you know, all the efforts that we saw coming our way at the tail end of session before we broke for the district work period during the month of August was all about repealing the Affordable Care Act and not coming up with a plan. And basically, they love to condemn the fact that we came up with a figure of $716 billion that reduced efforts within Medicare, but that was attacking waste and fraud and inefficiency and overpayment to profit-rich, the profit-rich insurance industry. And we took that $716 billion in savings and swept those savings and brought them over to stronger programs, more affordability, closing the donut hole, for instance, for prescription drugs, making certain that there were free checkups, annual checkups, screenings with mammograms and colonoscopies, and making certain that, you know, flu shots, all of these efforts that keep the people sound and well.
Well, we got to
bend the cost curve.
Right. And we have to, you know, we have to hammer that home, Representative, that, you know, what Romney is proposing. It's like, okay, you're proposing reopening the donut hole and being able to discriminate again against pre-existing conditions.
Well,
I mean,
Absolutely right. They condemned the $716 billion in cuts. They weren't cuts. They were savings and just explained where those savings
arrived. Right. So they're saying we're going to put that waste back in.
Right.
I mean,
fighting for government waste.
Yes.
This is their small government plan.
Well, after condemning the $716 billion in attacking waste and inefficiency, they swept those savings and used them for their Ryan plan in a way that provides for tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires. So they did nothing to strengthen, underpin, stretch, make more affordable the senior programs as we do, but instead use that money for cuts.
Right.
Tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires.
Right. And as you know, Ronald Reagan's budget director has already said that Paul Ryan's original budget makes no sense. Now, if you put, you know, the $700 billion back, it really makes no sense. Really? And reduces the deficit never on top of it, right?
Absolutely. It balloons the deficit. They come up with a $5 trillion tax cut plan? Mm-hmm. This is exactly what drove us into a recession. Tax cuts that were never paid for, two wars that were never on budget. I mean, this drove us into the recession that was so painful that lost 8.2 million jobs, and now they want to do this again with tax cuts that primarily are driven for the upper strata. And that trickle-down didn't happen. In fact, the reverse. The 8.2 million jobs lost meant that the job creators, given their savings, their tax break, never performed for the American economy.
Right. Here's the president yesterday, Representative Tonko.
It would cut financial aid for nearly 10 million students a year. And keep in mind, they're not making these cuts to create jobs. They're not proposing these cuts to pay down the deficit. Governor Romney's proposing these cuts to pay for a new $5 trillion tax cut.
For the rich. I mean, that's exactly the point you just made.
Right. So you're affecting here Pell Grants. You're impacting education. I think you're cutting it by some 20%. You're looking at impacting major programs that speak to quality of life, that speak to the domestic agenda where people need these programs to move forward, and investment in research, in an innovation economy, an ideas economy that we need to win in that global competition. I mean, these are the setbacks to society, all so that we can go forward with some sort of insatiably greedy thirst to help the few of us at the expense of the majority of us. And I just think that it is not the medicine the doctor ordered. In fact, it's the medicine for disaster.
Yeah.
Here is Paul Ryan yesterday on the campaign trail.
We've got to cut spending. We've got to get this deficit under control and get this debt under control if we want good jobs today and our kids to have a bright future.
Have you watched the video going around of him full-throatedly arguing for stimulus to create jobs when George Bush asked for it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I haven't seen that video. I've heard about it. But I also know of his condemning the stimulus of late and then being there, you know, requesting it in his district. You know, everyone knows that there's a need here to belt tighten. But I say cut where you can so you invest where you must. If we don't do these investments that speak to the strengthening of our youngest, if we don't build the human infrastructure for the workforce of tomorrow, if we don't invest in research and an innovation ideas economy, we are falling behind. And, you know, we have made steps forward, major steps forward, crawling out of a dark, deep pit that they created with this irresponsible sort of management of the resources that drove a recession. We need to do better than that, and I say we're on the road to progress. It's been incremental but steady upward. Let's stay the path and stay the course.
Yeah. Speaking of being on the road, this show will be on the road live from the Democratic Convention in Charlotte, and guess who will be joining us live on site?
I am.
You.
Yes, you are.
It's going to be great.
We have already scheduled you, so you're going to be joining us.
The road show.
Yes.
The road show.
Stephanie Miller, the road show. We will see you there. Representative, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Mine too. You take care and we'll see you in Charlotte.
All
you
right.
Got
see you in Charlotte. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm. We have a studded extravaganza going on in Charlotte, for God's sakes. All right. And my mom's homemade vegetable soup, which is really the best thing about Charlotte.
We need to sit your mom down at our table.
My mom will not
enter a Democratic convention.
My mom will not be making a
so burst into flames.
No, she will not.
Maybe if I teabag you again, she seemed to not mind that part of it.
She didn't understand what you were doing.
But she sat there through the whole thing. I'm just saying.
The president on the campaign trail.
They're counting on young people sitting this one out. They say, well, you know what? Yeah, Obama's, you know, he's grayer now. He's not as new and as fresh as he was in 2008. So young people aren't going to turn out the same way. I'm counting on something different. Woo! I'm counting on you.
I'm counting on guys who go, woo!
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think Romney's ever gotten one of those.
No. Sound engineers love it when you do that.
Uh-huh. By the way, he was great on the talking about education yesterday. He talked about Romney's comments about shopping around for a cheap college and borrowing money from your parents.
Yeah.
That's Romney's education plan. He said a few months ago, just up the road, Governor Romney said, if you want to be successful, if you want to go to college or start a business, you can just borrow money if you have to
just
from
borrow
your parents.
$1 million from your parents.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Obama said that's it. That's his plan. That's his answer for a young person hoping to go to college. Shop around. Borrow money from your parents if you have to. But if they don't have it, you're on your own. I mean,
have them bring up one of the cars in the car elevator.
That's how you maintain an aristocracy.
Exactly.
That's the question.
That's how you keep the lower class the lower class.
Yeah. What the Romney campaign is effectively doing is suborning monarchy. The goal is long-term aristocratic
that's
control.
I think
we fought a war
said,
against that very thing a couple hundred years ago.
He literally said you should have as much, I think the president said you should have as much education as you can afford.
Yeah, right.
Really? Is that our goal?
Yeah, you can only afford to be this smart. Sorry.
Yeah.
You can only be this smart in the first place, you've been born rich.
You must be this rich to go in this.
19 minutes after the hour, we continue Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
My opinion is you are nuts.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, I'm feeling much happier now that I'm not doing Hannity. All right, 1-800-STEP-12. Janice in New York is really upset. Hi, Janice.
Hi, Steph.
How are you?
I was just wondering, I was so disappointed last night when you didn't show up on that Sean Hannity.
I was supposed to go pre-tape. It was going to be aired tonight, and then I realized that then they can edit. So I said I'll go do tonight live, and so now they just canceled me for tonight.
You know why? Because they're afraid of you.
Yeah,
they have no balls anyway. So you know they're just sitting over there. And it's so funny. I have Yes. I would have never watched that show because I forbid to put him on in my home.
I think I forced a lot of people to watch it against their will last night. I probably am responsible for his ratings going way up last night.
Good job, Steph.
Yeah, we were all lined up like we were all lined up in my living room waiting for you to come on.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Yeah, I. You know, it's funny. We were saying. I bet you it's exactly what Hal was saying earlier. They were gonna play a clip that's gonna, you know, from whatever the comedy tour or something, because the topic is civility, and I'm sure that's what they figured out. I got wise to that, right?
Yeah.
Well, ooh, and I didn't want to watch your blue eyes. I just didn't want to look at him, so I just turned it off. I had to watch him because I didn't know when you were going to come
on. Oh, Ryan was on, old blue eyes, the zombie eyed granny star.
Oh, Paul Ryan.
Blue eyes.
Yeah.
Yes. The devil.
No. Oh, dear. All right.
Okay, there's the clip
there's
we're going to play.
There's an example of incivility right there. The Stephanie Miller Show wishes to say we don't necessarily.
Paul Ryan is not an actual zombie.
It'd be hard to get through that thick mane to actually find the sixes and, you know, little horns or whatever. So I don't know. Anyway, that's what we were saying is I bet you they were going to, like, play the clip. But insert it afterwards. Insert it, like, afterwards so I wouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. And probably when Sean found out today that I was smart enough to show up live.
Right.
Okay. Let's go to Steve in Virginia. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Hello.
Jim and Hal.
Yes.
It's an honor to speak with you this morning. If you'll indulge me for just a second, I have comments on two issues.
Okay.
One is the Aiken issue, and one is the idea of date rape drugs and stratification of level of consent. Mm-hmm. The comment that Aiken made was followed up by the head of the Missouri Republican Committee that she made a comment that said that the victim of rape may be blessed with a child.
Yes, it's the sunny side of rape.
Yeah, it is. And that implies that God has created the person as a result of this rape, which follows the conservative Christian evangelical concept of life beginning at conception.
I think it actually goes further than that. I think it says that the rape itself was part of God's greater plan, and that you can excuse...
God is pro-rape.
Yeah,
right.
You can actually excuse the act in and of itself.
Well, what's his name? Zimmerman's idea.
Right.
It was God's will that he shot Trayvon Martin.
George Zimmerman?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And,
all right. Oh, by the way, I think Joe Biden was supposed to be the focus of tonight's segment on incivility in politics.
Right.
The Hannity program on Fox News, to which I was cordially disinvited just moments ago.
I think is
that's why I love Joe Biden, for how nuts he makes the right wing.
Over the objections, do they sound like squealing pigs? Over the objections of Romney and all his allies, we passed some of the toughest Wall Street regulations in history.
Oh, that's so uncivil.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
He got a little pretty male thing.
That's the truth.
All right, Virginia in Virginia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello.
Hi, I love you.
I love you.
Let me see, where do I start? First of all, I want to say one word. Let's not forget that men get raped, too.
Right.
And, you know, you didn't hear anybody telling Sandusky.
And if men could make a baby in their butt, let me just tell you one thing. There'd be an abortion clinic on every corner.
And you never heard anybody get on and say, hey, Sandusky's victims, they should have just relaxed and enjoyed it.
Yeah. Right. They're being blessed by this act in some form.
Yeah, who is that, Virginia, that said that? Which Republican?
Somebody from Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who was that? Yes, I know, we sort of went back through, Republicans historically and what the comments about rape. Yeah, he said if it's inevitable, girls, just lie back and enjoy it. That guy.
Ew.
Yeah.
Patricia in Los Angeles. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Patricia.
Hi. I feel that it's time for us to move on. Mr. Atkins, whatever he said about rape, he's not going to change. He can apologize all he wants. It is what it is. We need to move on now to Medicare, Social Security, and jobs.
Well, guess we're going to be doing that in about 15 minutes with Jackie Schechner, Healthcare Geek.
And by the way, you can do both.
You say it there, it comes out here on the show.
Uh-huh.
You can deal with both issues.
Right. 29 minutes after the
and
hour.
Wendy Malick is next.
Oh, awesome. Stop it. Right back. On this, but I just to share your thoughts. 29 minutes after the hour. Right back.
Oh, Sharon Stone's baby is afraid of Stephanie Miller, just like the rest of us.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll for free from anywhere.
Free.
Susie in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Suze.
Hi, I have two comments. Rush Limbaugh is king of creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm worried about Akin-ish Republicans in Missouri. I think that they're all maybe homeschooled, and then those homeschoolers are taught by other homeschoolers who are taught by other homeschoolers who are taught
sort of
by
like educational inbreeding.
Right. All homeschoolers are bad. Now I'm going to get letters and calls. You know.
Can they write letters?
Yes.
Oh.
Stop it. Send those letters right to
HowSparks.com.
Okay. The budget monster, Paul Ryan, on the campaign trail. Here he is. Paul Ryan.
When the president says things like this, it's this belief that success doesn't come from Tony Tresser, that success first and foremost comes from the government.
No.
It's attacking success.
Boo.
Oh, you mean like when your family has built their success with
government money
to build roads and stuff like that?
You know that's the big opening theme of the RNC is we built this. And they're going to play
Jefferson Starship.
Yeah,
are they really?
No, they're not going to play it. But the funny thing is, in saying we built this, that's actually a collective statement.
There you go.
They didn't open it with, I built this.
All right.
Which is, by the way, the Ayn Randian way of going. Yeah. The I is the most important letter.
Get ready to make that noise. Wendy Malick.
Oh.
Squee! Okay. All right.
Sorry. All right. I'm all right. Okay.
Okay. And a fabulous actress extraordinaire joins us now. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
The boys are all making sounds about you. Sorry.
What, moaning, groaning?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know.
I don't know how to take this.
I, however, am doing that about your talent, as you know, because I've been a fan since Dream On, a big geeky fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a wonderful show, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it really was.
I thought I discovered you. No one knew about you except for me. However,
that means that you probably stayed at a motel because they were the only ones who had HBO, I think.
There was a show that made HBO. It really was.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So we're having Gene Smart on tomorrow. You're in a play with the most amazing cast. You, Amy Madigan, Gene Smart, Lisa Bonet, Cloris Leachman.
And Joe Mantegna is going to narrate.
That's right.
Wow.
So not too shabby.
Yeah.
I'm keeping very good company.
Yeah, right? And this is hilarious. It's called Recipe. It follows the exploits of the Morning Glory Baking Circle for Revolutionary Self-Defense.
Yeah. You know, one of those.
As you do.
It's episode 97 in a series of
plays. They're described as Black Panthers with a little Betty Crocker thrown in the mix.
Their voices are not being heard right now.
Yes.
Right? And so we're going to give them a voice.
Yeah, so they bake to raise funds for revolutionary causes. That's the theme of the play?
Yeah, you know, a little baking for freeing America and the masses.
Does the theater smell like it? I mean,
we're doing this at the Theatricum Botanicum, which is known as the Will Geer Theater in Topanga.
Oh, I love that place.
Which is the most beautiful, gorgeous outdoor theater and has been historically known for doing kind of wild, revolutionary, rebellious, in-your-face kind of work. And Woody Guthrie used to perform there. I mean, it's awesome. You just walk into that place and you feel the vibes of all those people who were kind of on the cutting edge.
And the things they used to bake there, quite frankly, probably.
Good
brownies are delightful.
Woody Guthrie.
So, and Wendy, when is it?
It's this Sunday. This Sunday at 8:00.
8 p.m. Just one.
6:30. It's a staged reading of this new play, and we all read it and thought, well, this would be so much fun.
Wait, you said 8:00 this Sunday. Did you say there's an earlier one? Because Mama needs that.
Mama, I'm sorry, you're gonna have to take a nap.
Yeah.
However, you can come and like drink at the reception and eat organic bacon.
That's right.
Awesome.
At 6:30.
They
offer wine and beer. And
I love the character descriptions. Amy Madigan's character, a retired history teacher, a gentle soul who may feel passionately about social justice, but but doesn't really want her comfortable lifestyle disturbed with the messiness of an actual revolution.
Yes.
And you play Helen, more stylish and forceful than Lillian, but also seemingly set in her comfortable ways. She and Lillian are also lovers. All right, that's where you have me. That's
okay,
where you caught my attention. Now you caught my attention. Hello. You and Amy Madigan.
I got all excited all of a sudden.
I'm sure we can't move past
it's only
staged reading.
Staged reading. Yeah, right. It's not staged that much.
Okay, now you heard the L word. No, I think it is interesting that so many people who have been sort of on the edge or professing to want to take down the system, when it comes right to it, very few people are willing to do that.
Right.
You know, it's kind of interesting to see what goes on in these elections and how people are, you know, out at these rallies and saying, we're going to take it all down, burn it down, start over again. But the reality is very few people have the nerve and the will to follow through. Mm-hmm.
Well, and interesting, I remember I did a political rally last time in 2008 at Will Gear. Mm-hmm. And it is what timing to do a play like this in the midst of this Todd Akin stuff and this war on women.
Yeah. Well, Ellen is always, she has her finger on the pulse beat of what's going on, the undercurrent of the political scene here, and they are very much champions of the underdog. And you know, I think it's represented in the work that they produce.
Have you been paying attention much to this Todd Akin controversy and what his comments about rape?
I have so much trouble listening to his voice because he sounds like Mr. Rogers to me.
Saying really horrible.
Very, very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mr. Rogers.
Such a rapey day in the neighborhood.
It's a rapey day.
It's pretty fascinating that he's is he still in? Is he not?
No, he's still in.
Yeah, as of last night, the last time I heard the news.
Right.
It's sort of fascinating to me that he's bucking that gigundous, monolithic, powerful wall that seems to control everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were saying, though, and it's not just one guy saying something. This is going to be the platform of the Republican convention.
Yeah,
next, no exceptions for rape.
But they would prefer to just write it down, maybe, and not have people say it out loud.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say that out loud.
How are we supposed to get it through if you talk about it, dude? Shh.
Yes, shush.
But this is an interesting subject for me. Planned Parenthood was the first group I ever marched with when I was in college in Delaware, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And actually, it was in Columbus was the march, but it was such an enormous fight for young women because abortion was illegal in Ohio, as in most states in this country. And young women today, I don't think, realize how hard these freedoms that they earned were fought for and what's at stake here. And I think it's really good that this is all coming out.
By the way, are you calling from a piano lounge or what?
Oh.
Yeah, just curious. Are you laying on a piano right now?
Can you hear that?
Yes.
It's one of those Sonos systems in our house, and I yelled for my husband to please turn it off.
Oh.
But I don't think he heard it. So, yeah.
I'm
kind of doing a club act.
I thought maybe you were playing Lucy and you're a good man, Charlie Brown, and you're actually on Schroeder's piano right now.
Yeah, right.
That's...
Yeah.
So now,
sorry.
See, and I, because you're a real, that's what I love about you. I always tell this story, but you're a real, like, girlfriend kind of girlfriend, because when I interviewed you live on Oxygen, you're the only guest that's ever actually, while I was talking, you actually pulled hair out of my mouth, because my hair had gotten on my lipstick. And
you know what? That's what friends are for.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a little startled, but it was really a helper kind of thing
it's
to do.
It's sort of like the Heimlich, but different.
I was like, did you just put your finger in my mouth?
More of a pre-Heimlich.
Yeah, it's called preventive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And every now and again, I run into you hiking, and I geek out all over again. So, anyway, how do we find out about getting tickets, Chris? Do we have a link up?
Yeah, we have a link at stephaniemiller.com and at your Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah, and otherwise, you can probably just Google the Will Gear Theater, Theatricum Botanicum, and they have a lot of information on it and pictures of all of us.
Yeah. And this is a benefit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a benefit for the theater, who does so many great things for this community and for so many good causes. So
awesome.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. He's a piano player, our compliments. And,
I'm going to tip him right now.
Okay, awesome. Wendy, always a pleasure.
You probably don't remember, but we actually worked together on Secret Files of the Spy Dogs in one episode about 10 years ago.
Yeah. Wasn't that magnificent?
A high point.
And we'll always have Secret Spy Dogs.
That's right.
Always.
Wendy, always a pleasure, honey. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. There she goes.
Yay.
She's so awesome.
Yay.
Husband, kind of a buzzkill for me. All right.
But she's obviously not afraid to play gay.
That's good enough for me. All right. Let's go to Dan in Denver. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dan.
Yo, Mama.
Hey.
The reason the right-wing weasels keep whining about Biden so much is he was right on with his statement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're sucking the equity out of everybody's house or gutting.
By the way, Dan, I was just going to say, for all their talk, well, he was talking about, because Romney had used the phrase unchain Wall Street. And so, but the other thing
unshackle
is, they
Wall
didn't
Street,
unshackle. Right. But the other thing I was going to say, unshackle.
Yeah.
But it was a mixed audience. It wasn't like it was an all-black audience.
Nope.
I mean, it just...
He meant the general public. He meant the 99%. He meant the middle class. We're going to shackle you guys. You guys have to play by the rules. You guys have to follow all these regulations and rules in your tax filings and in everything you do. But
these
Mitt
guys
Romney
don't.
And those guys don't have to. They can hide their money in Switzerland. They can give huge bonuses and use all this government money.
Oh,
and
that's so negative and vile and hateful.
How dare he?
How dare
class
he point
warfare.
Out the
By the way, real quick, we've been talking about the Republican platform, which they're you know, pounding it together right now as we speak Tampa next week.
Well, they agreed on it.
During a meeting of the RNC platform on Tuesday, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach, he's the guy that wrote the horrible Arizona immigration law.
Yep.
He spoke out against an amendment that was struck down the party's longstanding support for Defense of Marriage Act, which outlaws same-sex marriage by comparing homosexuality with drug use and polygamy.
Oh,
right. Okay.
Some poor RNC delegate from Nevada who introduced the amendment, arguing under the Constitution every American gets treated equally under the law. Can't say that kind of craziness at a Republican meeting. Kobach, who is best known as the Arizona blah, blah, blah,
he
opposed
the
amendment by comparing LGBT people to drug users and polygamists. And the amendment was defeated by a voice vote of homophobes. Polygamy and drug use. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so there's
that.
These
are choices
so that
of behavior, remember.
Yes.
Remember, you make a choice. To be gay.
So that happens. And we all let it. 45 minutes after the hour. Right back with Jackie Schechner and a Jackie's Healthcare Corner next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
And Betty, call me Dave.
Don't call me Al.
It is the
you can call me the boss.
Stephanie Miller Show, 15 minutes after the hour. All right.
Al, call him Al.
Speaking of awesome people that also work for Al. Ooh, this long intro in this one.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Reading news, I do. I think she gets up in the night.
Yes, she does.
And burns the lights.
Right?
The only one who didn't
All right.
and got it right was Jackie Schechner.
So happy it's Jackie. We have choreography. Good morning, Jackie Schechner.
Good morning. Y'all practice that one?
Yep.
So sorry,
yeah, we did.
Jackie.
That's all right.
So sorry.
I can see me here.
Simmer.
Okay.
Nothing but
all right,
news.
Listen. We were talking healthcare stuff. Now, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Jack, did you see this poll, a public policy poll, shows 45% of registered voters opposed to Ryan's Medicare plans, 36 support. Here's our mission if we choose to accept it.
Yeah.
When people, when the pollster explained what it actually is, that it is a voucher program, then 63% of voters say that they're not for that. So
yeah, I mean, that's the problem with all of this polling with regard to healthcare, right, is when people vote on what they think or they weigh in on what they think healthcare is, they hate it. When they find out what it really is, they like it. And in this case, the opposite way around. Right?
Right.
When they find out what the voucher program really
Paul
is.
Paul Ryan's
This
must have
made
care.
You crazy.
Coupon
care.
Oh, I like
coupon
that.
Care.
Yes.
That's
right.
One.
Absolutely.
See?
But clip
when
those
you were...
savings and get your tumor taken care of. 50% off of getting my appendectomy.
What?
I'm going to rush down to get it today. Even though I don't have it.
When you were trying to get health care passed, that must have driven you crazy because you'd see, like, a poll saying most people are opposed, and then when you'd explain the things in it, they go, oh, that's
awesome.
Good.
I like that.
Well,
right.
all the time because that's the big talking point is everybody hates it, and the president's jamming through something that everybody hates. And then when the polling breaks down the components of health care reform, people go, oh, no pre-exam. I like that.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're only as aware as you're paying attention.
Yeah. So the New York Times piece you sent, patients would pay more if Romney restores Medicare savings, analysts say. So you mean that you don't say that commercial we just saw is not true?
Huh?
No. Yeah, I mean, I like this when the news organizations are catching on and starting to report it as actual fact as opposed to he said, she said.
Right.
I like this. Yeah, the New York Times, I was mistaken. I tweeted out yesterday that they were finally coming on board, and apparently they had an editorial over the weekend that I missed where they were really good about laying out the facts. But this news article was really strong today explaining how actually it would make, if they roll back all of the cuts in the Affordable Care Act, or all the savings in the Affordable Care Act, we would actually make Medicare insolvent earlier. So as Ryan touts the fiscal responsibility of everything he wants to do, he's actually lying about that.
Yes. I love how they have to phrase it in the New York Times. His promise to restore the cuts that President Obama, quote-unquote, robbed from Medicare has some health care experts puzzled.
Yeah. It's bogus and puzzling.
Right.
There's really nothing puzzling about it. It's just entirely untrue.
Right.
Well, that's what I mean. In a way, you know, the way people try to have to talk about this to not, quote-unquote, call someone a liar, but you're right. I mean, it just is patently false.
What's wrong with calling somebody a liar?
Right.
I mean, really,
if
somebody's lying, why can't you just say, you're lying?
Yeah, this guy, this director of the Center for Public Health Leadership, said there are only two explanations. Either they don't understand how the program works, which is hard to imagine, or there is some deliberate misrepresentation here because they know how politically potent this charge is.
Well, that's a euphemism if I ever heard one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. And really, I mean, let's reiterate this. Since when did Republicans become the big defenders of Medicare?
Right.
Since when do they want to advocate for a government health care program? That's not something that Republicans have ever wanted, supported, advocated for. Now all of a sudden they're the great defenders of Medicare?
Well, right. Hal said it earlier. So the small government people are proposing to put waste back in government.
Yeah, right.
That's
they're
what
fighting
you're, they're
to,
not right.
Yeah,
we can't say enough. What he proposes is not additional cost for, but it's payment, higher payments for hospitals, insurers, and other providers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we should note that all of these providers, with the exception of the insurance companies, agreed to take a slower rate of payment in exchange for the 30-plus million people who are now going to be part of the healthcare system. I mean, this wasn't this was the trade – I mean, not the individuals, of course. You can't pull everybody. But the trade organizations that represent the hospitals and the healthcare providers, again, with the exception of the insurance companies, all said, okay, we'll agree to slowing down the rate of growth.
Mm-hmm.
For that reason.
I think, you know, Chris Van Hollen is quoted in here, our friend, and I think he summed it up best. He said the bottom line is Romney is proposing to take more money from seniors and higher premiums and copays and hand it over to private insurance companies and other providers in the Medicare system. I mean, that's exactly right?
And the cuts when he presented them, I mean, these are similar kinds of cuts. These are not egregious. I mean, it's $716 billion over the course of 10 years. But they want to give those savings in the form of a tax cut to the upper 1%.
Right.
The Obama administration wants to take those savings and actually use them to extend the health of the people in the system.
Yep. Jackie, here is another example of why we love Jackie Schechner and hate everyone else. We hate everyone but you in the news business. Nora O'Donnell, I mean, this is what happens, this whole, like, oh, well, both sides do it, and there's untrue charges. President Obama, he actually said he addressed this ad that was not his ad, that a super PAC did. He said, I don't think Governor Romney is somehow responsible for the death of the woman that was portrayed in the ad, but keep in mind, this is an ad I didn't approve, I didn't produce it, and as far as I can tell, has barely run. Nora O'Donnell said, this is the question which Obama has to answer for, which is about the tone of the campaign.
Shut up. Really?
So she doesn't say Mitt Romney is putting out ads in his own name that he's paying for that are blatantly lies, right?
Yeah, I'm not seeing a particularly negative personal attack tone to this campaign. I mean, let's be honest here. He's attacking him on the issues.
Right.
And Romney and Ryan are so lousy on the issues that
it feels personal.
that it makes them an easy target. Nobody's attacking anybody's family. Nobody's going after anybody's integrity. And if I remember correctly, in 2008, there was a lot of personal attacks on the president.
Yeah.
There was a lot of Jeremiah Wright. There was a lot of palling around with terrorists.
Jackie,
to me was a heck of a lot more negative.
Nora O'Donnell begs to differ with you. She said many people believe that Obama was about hope and change in 2008, but it's true he ran a very negative campaign in 2008 as well.
He didn't. How the hell?
He's
planet were you living on?
News amnesia. I'm not entirely sure what campaign we're talking about.
I think you have to show what your opponent is about, and this is par for the course.
I think she was referring mostly to the primary, which was so heated, but the most of the negative attacks came from the Clintons against Obama, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean that went back and forth, but right. I think as far as personal attacks or negative tone or mudslinging. I mean, this is really tame compared to stuff we've seen in the past.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just because you say it doesn't make it true.
Yep, exactly. Want to go out drinking to celebrate my getting canceled from Hannity?
You got canceled again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, got canceled tonight.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm done.
I'm scared of you.
Yeah, she wants to be on live.
Sean Hannity, you heard it. Jackie Schechner said it. Sean Hannity. Yeah, that's right.
All right, I'm leaving you.
All right,
goodbye.
Okay.
Go do the news.
See ya.
News.
Oh, yeah. Did I not mention? Sean Hannity's a giant. Yes, I've been canceled from tonight.
Your tone is so negative.
Because I'm so incivil. There was going to be a segment on civility, and apparently
and
I'm not civil.
I can't dare have you on.
I got your civility right here.
Some people say you're incivil.
I got your civil discourse ready.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, that's it for us. Hal Sparks is...
I'll be at the Madhouse Comedy Club in San Diego this weekend, Friday and Saturday night. That's true.
Right?
Yeah, that close to the Mexican border.
Woo! And sexyliberal.com for tickets for our upcoming shows in Seattle and New York City.
Whoa! At New York City?
Woo! That's it for us. We'll see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.